Support for KNKX comes from Condor Airlines, with flights from SeaTac to Europe, including year-round direct flights to Frankfurt, Germany. Frankfurt offers both modern skyscrapers and classicist museums on the River Main, as well as shopping, restaurants, and cultural sites. More at Condor.com. Condor, born to fly.
Last night's contentious presidential debate is the latest event in a fairly heated campaign season. As the nation prepares to pick its next president, we thought we'd take a moment and get some perspective on the people who've already held the job. This week on Going Places, KNKX travel expert Matthew Brumley tells 88.5's Ed Ronco about presidential libraries and museums.
How many are there, and what are some good ones?
Well, officially, Ed, there are 13 official presidential libraries. And just so you know, it was the Presidential Library Act of 1955, which was inspired by the establishment of the personal and private papers of FDR.
I imagine presidents before him, too, have museums galore dedicated to them. I mean, there's all kinds of ways to learn about somebody's administration.
That's right. I mean, but officially it began in 1955. But I mean, for instance, in Springfield, Illinois, there's the Lincoln Museum, which is a very fine museum. It has actually the cane that he had the night he was assassinated.
Wow. Every single election in recent history, we've heard, you know, things are the worst they've ever been, things are the best they've ever been, and these grand superlative statements. Going to these libraries can help us maybe put things in historical perspective.
That's right.
Better.
It gives us balance. I mean, in fact, I think travel, that's what it does. It gives you perspective and balance where you can step out of your normal life and look back and see things in a grander scale. So, for instance, the JFK Museum in Boston, I mean, what an interesting period that was in the early 1960s. I mean, at that period, and I was just barely born, I heard that, you know, many people thought the United States was just falling apart. You know, at the seams. And, you know, and then you have the assassination of a president. And that museum has, in addition to learning about Kennedy, it has an incredible collection of Hemingway artifacts, literature. It has a whole section dedicated to the space race, which was, such a major event of the 20th century. And then a collection of Jackie O's, furniture and clothing and writings. So it's just, it gives you balance.
You don't need to look back to Lincoln or even FDR or Kennedy to get that perspective. I mean, there's the George H.W. Bush and the Clinton Library, the Bill Clinton Library.
Yeah, the Clinton Library really helped put Little Rock on the map for many people because architecturally it was, just a jewel. And the other thing is they have many of the White House rooms, exact replicas of those rooms. So imagine if you have kids and you're traveling through Arkansas. I mean, why not take them there? If you can't make it into the White House, it's hard to book that. Why not take them there? Or, for kids and adults, I think it'd be really cool to go into the Reagan Museum and see the 707, which was used as one of the Air Force One planes.
And that's in California.
That's in California. And Ed, you just told me something new today. We have one here in Seattle.
We have an Air Force One here in Seattle at the Museum of Flight. I think it was Lyndon Johnson's, and his cowboy hat is still hanging on the wall.
Is that true? Yeah. How cool is that? I'd like to go in.
Matthew, I mean this apolitically. Of all the presidential libraries and museums, which would you most like to visit?
I want to take my kids and Dana, my wife, to Washington, D.C., and then rent a car and head to Mount Vernon and Monticello.
Mount Vernon, George Washington's home, Monticello, where Thomas Jefferson lived.
That's right. I mean, there's something to me that is so intriguing about the Age of Enlightenment and the challenges that the founding fathers that they were up against. I mean, we're talking about not a war that was just a revolutionary war against England, but it was in some ways a civil war as well, because it pitted many American families against each other at the same time. It helps me to kind of bring some perspective on the whole, on the daily noise that we're all receiving.
Matthew Brumley, thank you very much.
Hey, thanks, Ed.
Matthew Brumley is our travel expert and the co-founder of Earthbound Expeditions. You can see a list of presidential libraries on our website, knkx.org. I'm Ed Ronco.